From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama apologizes for counterterrorism strike. The White House says a U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages, one American aid worker and one Italian man, both held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Other U.S. officials said the hostages were killed during an airstrike by unmanned drone aircraft. President Obama personally apologized for the incident, which resulted in the deaths of American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto. Both have been working on aid projects in Pakistan.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni. I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
President Obama said based on the intelligence, it was believed the airstrike targeted an Al-Qaeda compound with no civilians present. The White House also announced the U.S. forces killed two American members of Al-Qaeda in separate operations. A U.S. military official says Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen, are moving away from that country. Speaking under the condition of anonymity, the official said the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. The White House has said it has seen evidence that Iran supplied arms to the Shiite Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Military officials deny the U.S. fleet is there to intercept Iranian ships. This is VOA News. The European Union, under mounting pressure to ease a surging migrant crisis, agreed to triple funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the pledge Thursday after an emergency EU summit in Brussels. French President François Hollande said he'll seek a UN resolution authorizing the EU to destroy boats used by smugglers to ferry thousands of migrants from North Africa to Europe. The EU summit came just 4 days after up to 900 migrants aboard a single boat bound for Italy drowned off the coast of Libya when the vessel capsized. The U.S. Defense Department is dismissing comments by a Russian military official that American troops are training Ukrainian soldiers in the conflict zone in Ukraine's east, calling them ridiculous and propaganda. U.S. Army and Ukrainian National Guard troops kicked off joint training exercises earlier this week in Ukraine's western Lviv region, more than 1,000 kilometers away from the fighting in the country's east. The U.S. Senate confirmed Loretta Lynch as Attorney General 5 months after her nomination by President Obama. Lynch becomes the first black woman in the nation's top law enforcement post. She replaces Eric Holder, the first African-American man to hold that position. The World Health Organization reports dramatic progress is being made in the fight against malaria, but more needs to be done. In advance of World Malaria Day on Saturday, the UN agency is calling for global action to further work on prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization says phenomenal progress has been made in the fight against malaria in the past 15 years. Richard Cebulski is coordinator for strategy, economics, and elimination in the WHO Global Malaria Program. He says a tenfold increase in funding for malaria since the year 2000 has resulted in huge expansion of malaria programs. He says more people than ever before have access to insecticide-treated mosquito nets, and more people are getting diagnostic tests and appropriate treatment. But the WHO estimates there were nearly 200 million cases of malaria worldwide in 2013 and more than 500,000 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thursday was the last day of campaigning in Togo before Saturday's presidential poll. President Faure Gnassingbé faces four challengers in his bid for a third term. The Calbuco volcano in southern Chile erupted twice in 24 hours, putting the region on high alert. The volcano erupted Wednesday afternoon for the first time in more than four decades, sending a towering plume of ash more than 10 kilometers into the air. Thousands of people are being evacuated in advance of any further eruptions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.